Well, the sugya of sleep. We went to last time, the sugya, a quick sikkumo comes out. We have three different members in the Gemara. On Daf Tzadik Vav, Shmuel says, by the case of the gid, kalif ha'ichel ad shmi gil l'gid. We have three different shatim. Does it mean mamish ad l'gid, the Rambam? What does it mean the case of klipo, case of netilo? We have a second member of the Gemara, of Huna says, by the case that you roasted the gdi with his chalboy, I feel him rush osna it's osir. We had also three different pshatim over there. Does it mean the get of shishim? Does it mean the whole entire thing is osir and even shishim won't work? Was the locha shishim and atilo? And afterwards we had a member of Yechnon, they paskin the kolof oichla ad shem gil le chalboy, and there we had three different tutsim among the Gemara. Is kocho shami, or the case over here is a kolio, or timus of a great. Let's be kids of the sugyo. We came out la locha, we have basically siftal and sifei. Siftal, we paskin the locha by kocho shakrifis, is the getter of the tilo, the chumro. And we had a loch and zifei that by shomein, umgolak through ashbashito, together is a case of shishim and the tilo, both shishim and the tilo. And for us, the ashkan says Ramal, that we're in on the bikiyim, and therefore, side by kocho, from chai by shomein, it's going to be a case of shishim and the tilo. Very simple, that's what came out. We ended off that this concept of doing the tilo by the case of shomein is a chumro that's brought down by the machaber. And therefore, the Kivegya brings down the Prichodosh. In a case, let's say you do not know where exactly the Tila is, a person can be Michael because it's only Chum Ba'amal Cholpox in the Mechaber. The fact that he passed by Kochosh is the Tila, by Shom is the Tila, it's only Chum, therefore you don't know where it is, it can be Michael. But you also see the Pesach Shuva brings down the Shem, a Shem Rokeach, a similar idea. Let's say you do not have Shishim when you cook to the afterwards, and you know, it's the Tila Shabayu, also the Maisi can be Michael because it's Chum Ba'amal. That means this Aloha Shishim and the Tila. We know for sure it's a case of Shomein. It's a Chumra, and therefore you can't be Mekel in two cases, says according to them, either case you do not know where it is, or a case of Shishim. Meister Bade points out, but Ashokhan says that this idea calling it a Chumra Yish Lot and Harbe, because the words of the Machaber is really the words of the Rajbo. And the Rajbo Bade is Medina, because that's the only case you have the situation in the Mishnah in Pesachim that I involve when it says the case of Natilo there is only by the case of Shomein. It should be Medina, if he wants to refactor upon these two heterim over here. But that's the mice when it says in the page we have two heterim over here in the case of Shomein, we know for sure Shomein, either a case of Shishim, we don't have Shishim, or in the case we're not sure where the Natilo over here is. What comes out of the mice is with the case of Kochosh, the loch is Natilo, and the case of Shomein is the case of Shishim and Natilo. Building upon that, now we have to lead to what defines kochosh and shuman, meaning when a person has a case over here that's kochosh of atzat tilo. But let's say the heter that is touching it, that means the two pieces of one touching another, that's what tzli is. So let's say the heter is shamin, and the issa is kochosh. Then usually when you have something that's kochosh, we're saying the loch is natilo. What happens when the heter is shamin would affect the issa that is kochosh over here? Do you say the loch will be shishim? Well, no, the Maisa Natila is enough. So the Makor, where they're coming from by Seisif, the Kodesh Gemara again, the Pesachim Daf Ayin Vav. That means the Pesachim starts off with the Mishnah about having five halachas, like Korban Pesach, Ayin Vav and Manal for the Sugya of the Tor Gavar, Ayin Vav and Beis the Sugya of Reichel. Reichel will start off next month, Simukum Ches. Come on the Beis Seisif, discuss the Sugya of Reichel. Over there, the halacha is when you have inside your oven two pieces of meat that are fatty, Machlok is Rav and Levi. Is Reichel Milsel, Reichel La Milsel. The way we pass in is Avada Reichel Chachil to not go do. Chachil Osir. But the Evid we pass in Reichel La Milsel. Come on, Gemara speaks out. That's when you have two fatty things inside the oven. You have a fatty piece of meat that is kosher and a fatty piece of meat that's treif. One's the veil, one's kosher. What happens, says the Gemara, when one piece inside is kochosh, and that kochosh is the Isser? That means you have an veil in front of you that's kochosh, or you have chaz in front of you that's kochosh. It's Isser. Masha Enkin, you have something that's kosher over here, that's Shomein. Would it still be something that would say, Reichlish, not go do, not cook in the oven at the same time? Says the Gemara, Yesoid, that come along the Bosa that's Shchuta, it'll be Mefatim, make fatty, the Bosa Nevel is Kochosh. It'll affect the Kochosh and make it fatty, and therefore, Vahodele, now go back this Kochosh that has this fatty taste inside of it, and go back and Mefatim, now back the kosher piece over here. And give the characteristic, the kochosh, as if it's fatty, and therefore affect this kosher piece. You say it in Reichel. Again, very simple. You have a case of kochosh that is isser. The heter will affect it, make it fatty, and it'll go back and aser itself. Building upon this, says Beis Yosef, Kosh came in Sli. Manik Recho, if you matter with the Eves, so in my case of Sli, you're not even touching each other here. It's not even a case of Zurecha, some smell in the oven. They're touching each other. So we will ask him, we'll say that the shemen over the shum, the piece of shuman, the setter piece, will go along to the kochish piece that's usher, mafatir, make it fatty, and therefore draw back its taste inside of it, and therefore the get being shaman, and what's the get of shaman? Shishim. And therefore we should ask her. That's the aside why to ask her. And therefore, the Mechaber says, Alocha l'maisin sefei, coming from the Torah, Echlam that's Alocha. The Alocha is that even though we know by Kochosh, Echlal is Netila, but if it's touching, in case of Shomein, will affect the Kochosh and make it be a get of being Shomein. I'll ask the thing is, if it's Shomein, in case of Shishim v'Netila. Tell him so the Taz argues for basically 4 points he says over here. First he says, you're coming to Mekor from Reicha, Reicha l'maisin mutar b'di'eved. You want to ask even b'di'eved. El Maige, you tell me over here, what is the situation over here? Are we discussing a situation of Reicha? Reicha usually means it's enclosed inside an oven. Enclosed. Mashaik in our case is Sli. Sli can be even opened. The Kamal, the Taz, brings down that the Rishonim ask, why don't we say the klal of Einan Nesu Yochel Aser El Mokmish Is Yochel Oilech? Why by Reicha don't we say the klal that the Isser cannot go further what's asking more than when it came from, the source where it came from? Why don't we say the klal? It says Isser Veta Aruch, a Gois Isser Veta Aruch, Shubat Sadesh, you know why? It's a special Dinu Reicha. Dinu Miyuchin Reicha. Dinu Miyuchin Reicha, we're not discussing a Sugya of Reicha here. Why? Because either Reicha is Mutter B'di'eved, we're not discussing a situation of Reicha. Therefore, we should go back to the klal and say that Einan Nesu Yochel Isser Yochel in the Isser. And therefore, a person should be not asked the situation because it cannot go further where it came from. A second point. But he said we cannot be discussing a sugya of Reicha over here, because this halacha that the heter affects the iser when the heter is shomim is said not only by tzli, but get to halacha malicha later on in the siman over here. Malicha, there is no Reicha, there is no smell. Malicha is something that's cold. You have two things side by side, touching something and insulting it. Vishlam tzli, there's a Reicha. Malicha, there is no Reicha at all. So you can't ask him about the sugya of Reicha compared to the sugya in Malicha. The fourth point he says we have a stira sif hey versus sif zayin. Sifrei, two pieces are touching each other. Sif Zayin is Sugya of Issa Balua. By Issa Balua came along the Torah, and he came along and said that over here, that even though the Issa Balua, what's halacha? The halacha is when it's a kochish, it won't go out, when shaman will go out. The halacha is when it's, even though the inside, the Issa Balua, the Issa kochish, even though it's inside the shaman will not affect the kochish. So you see over here that the shaman by Sif Zayin will not affect the kochish. So why Sifrei will affect it? It's kochish stira. So based upon these four questions, Kimmel the Taz disagrees with the Yisoid of the Torah of the Mechaber. Again, first of all, Reichel HaMilso, second of all, Einan Nesu, Yochel Oyser, third of all, we see him putting up the Sugya Mlicha, and fourth, of course, there is Sifhei and Sif Zayin. He is Mamshach, the Daka Moshe wants to answer. No, over here in Sifhei, it's Daka case of Chelev. And Chelev Kochosh will get affected by other pieces over here, and Chelev didn't Yuchud to Mechalev. He has two kashas in the Daka Moshe. Number one, he points out, where is the Makar? The Makar against the Beis Yosef is by Sugya of Reicha. Reicha is discussing a Sugya of Basa Kachosh, words of Gemara's Basa, not the words of Chelev. Secondly, he says, look at the words of the Torah of the Mechaber, it's because Chaticha says, sir. It's a Chaticha, let's say the word of Chelev. Therefore, at the end of the day, come on the Taz and disagrees, his words are very shtakula words. Ein li yisov ikeklal ubli iyon oimukain. Very shtakula shim. They wrote up bli iyon, the Mechaber and the Torah, bli iyon, they didn't think about it. Very shtakula shim. Because one this way, the Gaon's words are Ina Iker v'chol ha'poskim v'cholkim. Machlok Shek went this way, Chazish went this way. They want a title over here that no, we do not have this chumra over here that the shaman will affect the heter over here. Only Recha Shani, Atzad Shani, the Shach, with the Kuzi Keser and the Bitoyer and the Zibishnu and Simon Tov Samach Aleph and Tov Nun Aleph, two different times. He comes along and says no, they want Mechabshin Sefei versus Zayin. Why the sugya of Issablu is different than the case of a touching Zeb Zeh. And they want to know. In Chanami, the halacha over here applies. We can learn up the sugya of Reicha. There is a kolshkin over here. And therefore, the shum piece of tzatu will affect the Isser and go one to another. And they want to be machmer. It sounds like among the paiskim, it's a machlik shakal over here, this concept. Just the question is how far to be machmer, and those will be machmer. Again, the those want to know we have to be machmer. Why? Because the cloud of the shumming will affect the kochish over here. Just came along with that commotion. You want to say a chiddush over here? How far to machma? Only by chiddush. That's his chiddush. Maisa, what does that mean? Kashubia, what's going on over here? So where the Kreisi says over, and the Choshuchim himself says that this is Pshat in the Daki Moshe, he wants a taino that you have to understand, chilav itself, fatty things, can be shomin, can be kachosh. That means it has a characteristic to be shomin. That means it depends. If the animal is a fatty animal, the chilav will be mufafeya. If the fat animal is a lean animal, it's very skinny, the chilav will not be mufafeya. The animal is kachosh, then the chilav is kachosh. The animal is shomin, then the chilav is shomin. So what says the Aruch Shulchan, the crazy, what they mean over here to be machber, the shaman will affect the kochosh, it's sometimes a characteristic shaykh to being shaman. Chilav can be shaman. And that's what that kamosh means. Not mean you're discussing chilav over here. It means anything that can't be in the parsha of shaman, this outside factor, this heter around it, will affect and give it its koichas that it has inside of it. It certainly has a koich. A chilav can be shaman. The chilav can be mifafeya, can go of taste. In some that can go of taste, it can be. Depends if the animal's fat or skinny. It can. Not ruggled. The animal's fat, it's ruggled and gives off. It's skinny and not. So since it has its characteristics built in, that's what the Ramah over here means. That's when the het will affect over here the Isser and affect the kochosh being mefafeo. Any, right. It's Ladan Chil, right? They're saying, they said, Archa Shulchan again. You can look at that because this symbol means Chilav Atzikasho. Archa Shulchan wants to answer, does not mean that. It means an example like Chilav. But things that won't have that characteristic, it won't be that way. So there is, even those that are on Bimach, but some want to limit it, the Bada Shulchan points out, that's certainly not the understanding of the Shach. The Shach seems to say that Stam is across the board, the Hetel will affect the Isovir. So simply being an argument in the Machmirim, is it that things that had this characteristic trait, which could be Pshan Amor, and the crazy does say the Smalach over here by himself, or does it mean everything over here? So Lamaisa, we have the Machloikis. Just to understand what it means over here, it's an interesting concept. The words, the simple words are that the Heter, Mufata, the Isser, make the Isser that's Kochosh fatty. And now, this fatty, this Kochosh will go and give the characteristic of being fat and asa with shishim and atilo. That means, what does that mean? You have this two pieces in front of you, one's fatty, one's kachosh lean. This fat thing affects the kachosh thing. Now take this fat thing, the shaman thing, take it out. Now you're left with this kachosh thing that has this characteristic of being shaman. Now put another kachosh thing next to it, side by side. Two kachosh things, one's het and one's isser. The isser has got effect already. You say now there's two things that kachosh side by side, and say now this kachosh thing, well, already got touched by the tzli, by this thing that was shomein, and now has a characteristic to go off and give into another kochosh. Do you see how far do you take this concept, these words, that we're saying that it makes the kochosh being shomein, meaning it itself is mama shomein? It itself can affect another piece that's two kochoshes side by side? It sounds that way, but the Maaseh speaks out the Chavistas and the Adhuda, they point out the Vatana. No, Lo Shemana, we don't see such a concept over here. What they mean over here, they say two different Lashainas, is that means that the Heter that's going inside the Isser, sorry, the Isser is going inside the Heter that's Kochosh, that thing that's going in, we're being Mefata it, and therefore extends inside the thing itself. Now we're making the piece itself being Mefata, not making the piece itself being fatty. It's not. It means the bleeds that are coming in, that's being transferred into this fatty thing, has to get it being fat. Or a little bit different, Lashon, the thing that you're dragging in, that aspect, you can affect that for what's being dragged into your own piece. Kainzer. Without saying those words, the same idea. But it's clear that we're not saying more than that. We're not making the kochosh better being fatty and now it's a fatty piece. Even the shach, even though he uses the words, they want to explain shach in the shach, it means that the bleeds that are being transferred has the getter of being shomein. The thing that's being dragged in, we are affecting that that's being dragged in. So it means whatever it gets is affecting. Whatever the kochosh is getting, it's affecting. That means the kochosh is touching the shomein, so whatever it can get is getting from the shomein piece, so that piece over here, whatever it can get touched side by side, that's what it's getting, affecting one to another. Anything the kochosh is going inside the shomein, that's what it can affect.
Doesn't the
Shach say the Mechaber
maybe holds
not like
that?
Not sure what you're referring to. You have Shemmy afterwards.
Mechaber is
Masumpik. No, that's Sif Zayin. We're talking about Sif Hei. Mechaber holds this by Sif Hei.
That was an answer to the Stira.
Fine, okay. But that's what that's in Sefer. Fine. Negei Lanu, again, back to this case over here in Sefer, that we have this two pieces that are touching each other, the Issamach and Sassman, one's Kochs, one's Shamin. The Mice is not much of Nafkamina, because we're up near Ashkenaz anyway. And none of the Bekiyim. And Loch is going to be a case of Shishim anyway, whether it's Kochs or the case of Shamin. This is what the Ramon means when it says Einan Lubikim and Sefei. Just to apply it, what's the concept over here? So first, you have to realize when Einan Lubikim, there could be two levels over here, Einan Lubikim and the gate of peace over here. Then basically we have a case of Shomin, we are Bakian. We have a case that is Kochush, Vada Kochush, and something called Srach Shamnudis. We bet with three different levels. I think I almost see it more clearer in Seftas, but Kiveger is a long Kiveger. It's very important with Kiveger. We have bet with three levels over here, side by Tzli and side by Melicho. There'd be a case that is Vada Kochush, bread's Vada Kochush, Matz is Vada Kochush, bread's Vada Kochush. There's something that's a case that's.
Matz,
you say? Yeah, Matz. Again, it's Chometz. There's a case over here that's Srach Shamnunis, meaning right now it's a lean piece of meat. Therefore, it's Kochush. It has the characteristics that can be fatty. That's called Srach Shamnunis. It's Shaykh to Pasha of Shamnunis. Again, right now it's Kochush. And in this case, that's Shamay.
Those three different.
No, it can be made, but it's shaykh to the parish of Shamanus, of Shaman. Chelev, the person looks at it, it depends if it's fatty or Shaman. Chelev is shaykh to the parish. Therefore, we'll all come out. Okay, there are most of the Einan Lubikiyim.
It
depends on the extent of the commercial, yeah. We'll come now first to Lochel Maisa that when a person is Vada Kochosh, so the locha come along the he is Michael. What says he Michael? However, come along the shach makes a limitation. Says when it's vada kochosh to be Michael only by an isser rabbanon, only by an isser rabbanon. The yad Yudah says you point out that more does not sound that way. But myself, Pais can go along the shach only by an isser rabbanon can be Michael. By an isser deraiso come along kivega and siftas. It means you can make a have success. That means number one, vada kochosh. Again, right now, number one by vada kochosh. The Ramos Mekel, when to be Mekel, there are two levels. Only be a level of a Dirabonon. Really, there are two questions here. There can be a Vada Kochosh and a Srach Shamnunis, and then the question Dirabonon or Dereiso. Each one will have its halacha. Number one, by Vada Kochosh, Dirabonon or Mekel, that's Ramon. By Vada Kochosh and the Issa Dereiso, then Sadam Kivego and Mekel will have success.
The
Issa
is Vada
Kochosh
or
the Issa is Vada Kochosh.
And if it had to be
Vada Kochosh,
the case of the
Mechamer. Oh, that's Machlokes, seven Machlokes. We'll get to that maybe. Negate to a Srach Shamnunis, what comes out with the Srach Shamnunis. So again, also make two levels, Drabonon or case of Dereiso. If it's a case of Dereiso, Lameiso, we are Machmer, in the Bekiyim. However, come along the place, can it be down, but I have to move, or even I'm always agreed to be Mekel. Again, it's in the Bekiyim, but I have to move, Lameiso, we can't be Mekel. When it's Drabonon, can be Mekel by a Machum Hefzik Tzas. That's going to be with Kiveger on Siftes, and that's how the Bali of Shulchan makes these full levels over here. It comes out very clear. By a Vadai Kochosh, Isser Drabon, we're Mekel. A Vada Kochosh, Isser Dereisa, Hefzik Tzas. By the case of Srach Shamnunis, by an Isser Drabon, it's a Hefzik Tzas. Masha Enkein, when it's an Isser Dereisa, it'd be Hefzik Mubo. Those are full levels come out of Lochel Maiso, practically. Now, even though we're saying. What?
All
these cases need a tila. All them posh need a tila. That's because Sai Kochosh and Sai Shomer always need a tila. Always need a tila.
What's
the Kalim? There are much more in the Kalim. We'll get to the case of Kalim. No, they're happy about it happens.
In
Tila's inch, there's nothing left. It's in the stakes, it doesn't work out in America, we can start clearing.
Is it inch all the way around, or
whatever it touches?
Whatever
it touches.
Now,
by a, we don't know where the tila is, or we don't have shishim. If it's vade shomim, nas has to be vade shomim to make it. Yeah, kochish mitile. No, only vade. Right, only vade. That's pichadish. When it's a sofik, if you don't know where the tila is, then kivega is a matal spittle. That's machlokes kivega the pichadish.
No, but by kochish, you always need to play the tila on the whole entire thing with your tila.
Medina, that's Machul Kivega Pichadosh, he's a bottle, not we don't know. Kivega, he's making a spittle. Different reason. Not because they're not
good. No, but by Kachas, you don't need
right, then it's only in the Tila. And then if you don't know where it is, then we have a case of bittle. Kivega says you have bittle. Yes. Now, just ain't another bikiyim. The maestro comes out when I have really six times the maestro that we are bikiyim. Just who came out so far. Number one, we learned Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph in the case of Kovosh over here. The Shach of the brought down Sifkon Aleph. And even though by Malichu not to be Baki and by Tzli not to be Baki, somehow by Kovosh we are Baki. Somehow. Actually, the maestro we have ahead to by Kovosh that we are Bikiyim. Between Shaman and Kovosh, that's Aleph. A second case is, our Loch and Sifay come on the place to say, when something that's an Issa Kovosh is being touched by a Heta that's Shaman. It's Machloik is Taz versus the Machaper, La Poishkin both sides. Come along the Yadudin and says, since the Machloik is a Poishkin, for this being Machma so far, and say, Ain't the Bikiyim will not be Machma that much. Poishkin will tell you, for this, the Maestro will be Makel. And say that we are a bucky for it, and we won't be machmer to go like the mechaber in a case where we know it's kachush over here. Where he's getting it from the chura as the third ma'amakum is siv zayin, the locha by issa blua. By issa blua, come along the mechaber and he says, what's a locha? By kachush it won't go out. By shaman it'll go out. The ma left it blank. Why does the ma say in the bekiyim and be machmer even in the case of kachush? They point out, and the shach says, a locha is by issa kachush we are bekiyim. We are bekiyim. And all the Pesachim seem to go this way, by Issa Blua we are Bikim. What's the reason, what's the far behind it? Says the Chazanus and others, because if you learn the Sugya Issa Blua, even though the Torah is being Machpel from the Rajbo, Maisa Machlik Shoshonim, Maram the Maisa wants to be Makel. So again, since the Machlik is by Shomim, does it go out when it's Issa Blua? Therefore, to Einan the Bikim, again it will be Makel. We'll say we are a Baki by Issa Blua. That's a third case where we're being a Baki. And by Kachosh, by the case of Heter and Shomim Sefei, and the Lochan Siv Zayin also by the Issa Blua when the Blua over here is a case of Kalkush. What?
How do we know?
So people know. If you don't know, then you have Sarin. If you know the Blua, it's Kalkush. No, even assume that you know. What is Dam? Is Dam Kalkush? If you know Dam is Kalkush, Machlok is among the Achrayim. Any other Issa discussing, any Issa that you know discussing, you have to know where it's coming from. What? The second is the kavush, the sif hey, the case of it had to touch shamein when that iser is kavush, machlis taz the mechaber. The third case is iser blua. The first case is going to be a case of vada kavush that we just saw over here the amal by a case of drabonans or by direct hefsek sas. The fifth case is by strach shamnudus by either hefsek sas by drabonans or hefsek meruba by case of derises. And the sixth case we'll get to bezer beginning next month sugya vreicha. Be sixth time even though we say in the bekiim the meister pesuk will say we are lucky for it.
All the same, all the different. All these two,
then kachush, shetu, shabu, tzibluah. No, all the halacha. We'll give the halacha what kachush is. Whatever kachush is the tila. We'll give it the tila. Sivov, Kamal is saying, even though we have this halacha by tzli, that the halacha is kachush is the tila, and shaman is a case of shishim and the tila. However, it really depends if the top one is hot or the bottom one is hot. I mean, just like we know by Bishul, we say always Shishim. And still we have the Sugya of Tatar Gavar. Here also, by the Sugya of Tzli, also we have the Sugya of Tatar Gavar. Therefore, will come out, let's say on the bottom is something that's cold. How much will come out? The loch over here is, they'll come out, it's only going to be a case of Klipo. That means when a person tells you I'm an active Tzli, they want to answer the question, first thing is, why is it Tzli over here? Is it two hot things? We say that's one thing. It was one hot and one cold. Where is the cold? Tell me the cold thing in the mice is on bottom. There's no shishim, no natila. The loch is klipo. Like to talk about, it's not mochomer in the case of the bishul. I to make a little boiler port, it's klipo. That means the answer is vitzli, it depends. Cold thing on bottom is klipo. If the cold thing in the mice is on top, then we'll get about the loch of kachosh and shamein and its parameters and the bikim ukadaimo. But still, above very important, the loch, no one explains much. But again, the loch in the gate that's leaves, the bottom is cold, is not more than the case of a klipo. Now we're back to Sivay. Machlokes Yam Shushlaim versus Amal. The Moshe Sabe side has a klamut to talk over. And klamik, the Amal shouldn't be a problem. If you even look back in the case of Siv Gimel, what is the case over there? Is it Sli or Bishul? So Shach speaks out. Siv Gimel is both cases. He says either the case is Bishul, the one line Shach, or the case is the case of Sli. So Siv Gimel and the Lokas over there are really repeat over here the same thing. They're both to talk over. It's both by Sli and by Bishul. Siv Zayin is a sugya of Issa Blua. Now, first, the starting point brought down by the Nisei Kalim is the Gemara on Daf Kuf Ches, the sugya of Tivas Cholov. What has over there, let's say you have a pot of 20 pieces of meat, and a Tivas Cholov, a drop of milk fell on top of it. Coming to the Gemara, the Gemara says very simple that piece is Osir, and the other 90 pieces of Maisa Motor. All the 90 pieces are mutter. So the Gemara talks to Chesam Beis, the Maisa, why? Why does it go from this piece to the next piece and the next piece and the next piece? The Gemara says the word, the Midla Bala, it's being belay in this piece, Biflat Lai Palat. But it's not go out to the next piece.
We're taking on, there's no Shishim in the first piece.
Yeah, no shishim. There's no shishim in the first piece. There's shishim in the question we must talk. There's no shishim in the first piece. So we have this is the passage of the Makar they point out, where the cloud comes from, Einan Nesel Yachal Iser, Yoishim in the Iser. This is where the cloud are coming from, that this Tibas Cholov is going to ask this meat, that cannot go further where it's coming from. That's the cloud over here. Whatever it asks, it cannot get a characteristic more than the source where the Iser came from. That's where it's coming from. Therefore, the loch by the Ister Blor, what's a case by case of Kachosh, Kamlung Siv Zayin, and we have this aloch over here, Kamlung the Torah, and says, you have a piece over here that's a heter. What's inside of it is Ister Blor. Can it come out? Kamlung the Torah says, Maisa Michael. Maisa, there is no Ister over here. Cannot go out. Cannot answer. Now, there are those who disagree. There's Maisa, there's a Ritvus in St. Tilas Mokum, or the Ran seems to say that's not the Maskon of the Gemara. Once you hold the Chanan, the Maisa should answer it. However, the way we paskin is very simple, is that we paskin that does not need naklipo, not natilo. When it's an iser kochosh inside the piece itself, what's halacha l'maisa, it's mutter. We've got this cost, maybe need a docho, maybe a docho. Otherwise, it can't come out. Why? Because it ain't an iser yachal as yusim in the iser. That's a klal shabai. Now, again, you'll see on the page that there is a shach that brings down a yam shloima by tzlit, we machma, not the case of Cham. We don't seem to go this way. There's a kiveger also on the page that wants to bring down mogavim to machma case of the raisa. So there are those, there are rishonim, there are paiskim, which seem to say not to say this concept by an iser kochosh, the iser belua to be machma, the meister the paiskim are mekel. That's clear, the paiskim are mekel. Once you're mekel, how far to take the school over here? I mean, a simple situation over here is you have peace over here. The piece itself is called kachosh, and the bliya itself is kachosh. We paskin does not come out. Won't come out, and maybe need a docha, that's it. What happens when the piece itself that's around it, the gufa dova, not the bluah, is shaman? It's shaman over here. And the inside of it is kachosh. Do we say, like sif, hey, that the shaman, we said the effect of the kachosh, and give the fatty characteristic that'll come out? Because what's the lochans of zayin? We say the lochans of zayin is that the Mechabit brings down from the Rajb of the Torah, that by Kochus, Issa will not go out, by Shaman the Maisa will go out. So here this Bli that's Issa is Kochus, with the outside piece, the Govadah will affect the Bli the inside and make it come out. Will make it come out. So Maisa, the Torah says, it's Sifei, the Maisa is Machmer, and it's Sifzayim, the Maisa, he says to be Mekel. The Beis Yosef says, that's not what the Chilik over here is. Why? The Maisa be Machmer Sifei. If the heter affects the iser, and makes the iser in sefei, that's kochosh, being a getter being shomein, also the iser bluish be a getter being shomein over here. Maestro Mechabit left it out over here. It's not being down this halacha. Left a blank. Left a blank. So what would you say? I would have said, you left a blank. Well, he's machmer sefei. He doesn't know any chalak. So lechor be machmer over in sef zayin also. Could have said that. But Maestro, he didn't bring down the chumri either. He'll say either way over here. So Maisa, where the shach brings down, it says, loyla is to loyla heter. Either one. He left a blank. He doesn't know. He has a kasha. Made this for to Mechalik. But Maisa, he left a blank. Come on, the Paiskim, and they be'ikah their mekel for two different avenues. Either, we already send those in Sefei argue. We already, the Taz, and the Prichodosh, and the Goyim, and the Machzor Shekel, and the Chadnish, they argue. They don't argue Sefei to be mekel, that the Shom does not affect the Kofesh. Still needs to design to be mekel. Posh it. Even those who want to be machmet sefei, like the shach, kamal shach is mechalik between our sugus sefei versus zayin. Isiblu does not work the same way as the two pieces touch each other. That's the shach. That's the prim godim, the prichodesh, chavstas. That means everyone of meisim mekel sefei. Question: where they're coming from? Is there a chalik between zayin? Everyone mekel sefei zayin. By the case of isiblu, question is: where they're coming from? Do they hold such a good kasha and therefore mekel and sefei? And they say even two pieces touching each other will not affect one to another like the taz. Or no, they want to say no, sefei will be machmer over here. It's the blue, cannot affect one to another, and therefore this situation will be mekel. They say sef again. If you want to ask me or the shach, on the test you have to answer the shach. Shach says lo isi lo the heter.
Doesn't know.
He said doesn't know. I would have thought.
He hasn't said that he's being machmer.
He doesn't know. Loyal is a loyal letter.
You would say that.
Loyal is a loyal letter.
You would say
Now, in this halacha of Issablo, we're saying that the halacha applies only by Issablo, but not by Issamach Mazatzmoy. One example of Issamach Mazatzmoy says the Machaber, two cases, Goy Nevela, Oy Basa Bechalov. Nevela is simple, Oy Basa Bechalov. What is the case of Basa Bechalov? If you come along with Taz, I bring them from the Yamshu Shlomo, and says, the simple understanding sounds like the Yabasa that was Belay from Chalov and touched now a third piece. But he says, what are you talking about? That's Einan Asiyachal Oysayosim Isser, and the whole source is Tipas Chalov on a piece of meat. That's the whole Makarsha boy. That's the Metallic Bays. So how in the world can you come and tell me that that's Isser Machmas Atzmai by the case of Basa Bechalov? And there he says, if this Pshat and Machaber, what he means when Basa touches Gvino. Now, it doesn't mean that Gvina means even case of Cholov. I'm just saying Gvina because discussing Tzli over here. That's why I just took the word Gvina. So he held a case of Basa touching Gvina over here. In this situation, that's Issa Machmas Atzmai. Not discussing Basa already had Gvina touching a third piece. Touching Basa, the words of the Machab was that Basa, big Gvina, the Cholov, mean Basa touching Gvina. That's a Kimta over here. And that's Issa Machmas Atzmai. And therefore, the law of Kachash and Shaman apply. The Asim Natilo or Shamnith. That means by kochet, by
issablo,
the actual piece. The actual piece will be, again, by issablo, what's the halacha? By kochet, or mekel. Right, so this is, we're saying, not repeating, we're saying this is issamach mizatme, it's not this din of Zayin. We're saying, right, it's old, that's what we're saying. Machab is saying, this is the old din. A new din is issablo, and this case is the old din. And the numis poishkin went this way, pichodosh, minchas yakov, Crazy, the Goyin, Yad Yehuda, they come and say, that's the Yisrael over here. The words of the Goyin, also Goyin, Shtak Loshen, V'chodim Shgogu B'zeh, B'kam Medvarim, they're making a mistake over here, and the Vada, the Ikke over here, is the Bosa Toshin Levino. Goyin, Shtak Loshen, from the Goyin again, the Ikke is mamash like the Taz Yamsha Shlomo, which God is saying, they think that's Pshat and Mechaber, come, they're not saying it clear, let's say, that's Pshat.
The Goyin was different.
Yes, yes. Tzad HaSheni. Tzad HaSheni, come along the Shach, it says, we learn the sugya chetichah al eschabed. The loch and simukuf aleph, and over there says that the case of basa becholov is isem machmas atzmoi, and only and otherwise bleis. But then the gedus shariyusum is isem blue over here, and therefore the taina that the case in the machab what he means is basa belay cholov is touching a third piece over here, and the gedus isem machmas atzmoi, and therefore the loch would be was kachosh natilo shamin in the bekiyim shishu ben natilo. Maisa says the shach. I have a kasha, what happened to the sugya of Tibas Cholov? I have a gemara against myself. You know, we have to at least follow what's going on in the gemara over here. The gemara says, is mivla bala, mivla le bala. The gemara is very clear, it's blay, not pilot. So first it starts off with the bach. The bach says, when it means it doesn't answer fully. Well, answer, k'nei natilo. And therefore you can answer very simple. Echnam, the gemara is saying it doesn't answer all the pieces fully, but k'nei natilo, maisa would answer. You go no further, that could be emes. Of a blav hachi lekosher media, and for me it's not sure. If you learn the Gemara, and we'll see Bez Hashem, the Sugya, we'll learn it well, we'll learn the Sugya of Chanan, that's Gemara's Havamino, before we discuss the Kant of Chanan, before Efshel Asayatai. The Maskono, once we hold the Sugya of Chanan, Efshel Asayatai, Echanami, Chedich Rol Eschabed. It's likely Rol Eschabed, it's the Machmas Atzmai. Here also, it's the Machmas Atzmai. And therefore, we'll, the case of discussing, Basta Mechalom, touching a third piece over here. Ayat the Kasho, how can Rishonim bring down a Rai from over here to call it Einas Yochlo Iser more than the Iser? What bring a Rai from this situation over here? This case over here we don't hold of. It says Nachmin for Shari Sirim. The concept of giving a Rai from the Havmin of the Gemara. The concept we see. The Apostle Paul is different. Why? Because we say Chanan, the Guvadov is the Machmas Atzmai. But the Yisayid Shabbat was still giving a Rai from the Gemara. The Gemara before we said Chanan, we want to say it only asks this piece, not the rest of the pieces. Afterward, we can ask all the other pieces. But the concept we can't learn out from over here. So, so comes out again the what's Shana Shukhlach argument in Taichuan says Basa Bechalov, the way the Shach understands it, it means Basa Balei Bechalov touching a third piece. He ends off afterwards, he found the Goyis Mashal himself, said that's Pshat over here. That was my Pshat in this situation. It'll come out that by Basa Bechalov, but you have a Bli inside, will say, is it Issa Machmas Atzmoy? But again, he wants a tiny of the Basa Kach, which will only be a case of the Tila over here. Now, the Shulchan Aruch is Mamshuk. That's first part of the Mechaber. Mechaber is Mamshuk. What?
Then
all these pieces we're going to have is Chanan also.
Forget
Chanan.
That's
Chanan. Chom Chanan.
So basically the whole thing is
up and down.
In your opinion, the
answer. That's Issa Machmas Atzmoy. But let's get it. Bosom chalit is the machm zatmi. Won't be sivzayin. No, by shari sumu. No, shari sumu vanach. By shari sumu said this halacha is the law. Now, do you know by chnivul is chabed? By shari sumu is not a get of is the machm zatmi. Chazal only gave it a get of is the law. We discussed then why that's so. Over here, by bosom chalit is the machm zatmi. That means sivzayin does apply when shari sumu.
But in any case, it's
a blue.
Why don't
we say chenam? No, by boss, it's a by only by boss b'chol. The story we said over when you have heter beheter and changing it to being iser, that has a getter of iser machmas atzmai. When the thing itself is heter with iser, it's only iser blue of shari serum. Then it'll be only nechlin klal. Yeah. That's shach sender. Same exact sugi, correct. Now the Shulchan Aruch is mamshef that even though we're saying Issa Kocha Shalach has nothing come out, however it says let's say something is mefafeya, you bring it out from the Torah, the Rashba, the Loch is, then we would say but Issa Blo will come out over here. How much will come out? The Shach Sele Meister Shishim. Now again, even though the Torah says it and the Mechaber says it, the place can point out Betzmas Machloik Shishonim. Maram disagrees with the Rashba, and therefore this is one of the this case we're going to be makel by. The Klal Einu Mekim, the Ramad is not bringing down the Klal Einu Mekim as the Zayin. It says Achorim why? It says Achanish why? Because since the whole thing is Machlokes, if by case of Shaman it comes out at all or not, again we are Machmer, but the Geta Kochosh won't make the Chumrah of Einu Mekim. Now, Kamal Veshach is Medayak over here, and it says over here that they put one on top of another. But let's say the bottom one, the Maisa, is cold, and the blue is Issa Shaman. Would you say over here at the Mekel of Boiler Porto? So the Shach of it, no, he wants to die. The Mechaber, the Ma'aseh, nothing will come out at all. That means in the case we're saying, that we just said in Sivav, Ad Mekel Abay Leporto, and then Allah has Klipo. That's only with the Isser Begufa Dover. When the Isser is the Isser Shomin that's Pelua, the Allah has Zayin, then the Shach comes along and says, no, the Allah is zero, nothing at all. Now there are those who disagree. There's a Pre-Chodosh, there's a Pre-Toyer. They want to say, what are you talking about? Ad Mekel Abay Leporto, what's the difference? Therefore, it should be a case of a Klipo, like the Allah has Sivav. And therefore, Allah, there are those who seem to argue that Chavistah says we only Samech on the Shach, Hefsid Mubo, we Gram said we Samech upon the Shach only in the case of a Hefsid. But again, there is a machlokes over here in the klal of Tatog Govar, when the Bam thing is cold, they were saying the Loch is Klip on Sivvav, the Shach said that's only in Sivvav, but not by the Loch of Sivzayin, it's Sibluah, even when Shavin the Maisim won't come out. But just to throw out some cases over here without answering it, there's a shallow water to find is Sibluah. For example, you have bread with water. Is the water is the blue or the gufa dover? What's more negaya is you have bread with milk. You know this pizza made with milk and dough, milk with milk inside. Is that is the blue or is the gufa dover? That means a lot of times your pizza you have bread. The dough itself is milk. Why? Besides they want mazinus, whatever reason they want to do it for. It tastes better. Depends who you ask. So the maestro, so you have this dough of the pizza dough, hot pizza. The bottom of it, not the cheese, touch something that's fleishik. Is that an issa blur? Or is that an issa machmas atzmai? You could say, what? Bread. What is bread made from milk?
It has cheese on the top.
Right. No, that's the only a case of blur. Pashtus. So that's not blur. I'm asking.
Cheese blur or still cheese?
No. No, not the cheese. I'm asking the bread made with milk. Bread made with milk. What? No, I'm talking the dough, the pizza dough. La pizza stores make it with milk.
So go back to the
store. Yes. Lab stores do it.
Go back to the store.
A lot of pizza stores that tell you it's mezainis, they tell you two reasons. One, they tell you machlok is taz among Avram. If pizza is that a possible mekisne? By pizza, you go to pizza stores. They like telling you it's mezainis because then they get more business that way. Now, the reason why it's mezainis, there are two reasons why it can be mezainis. One is because it's like a filling. The cheese on top is a filling. That's machlok is taz among Avram. Fine, if one goes like the taz, but the ilum does not usually follow the taz. There's another reason why they make the dough specifically with milk inside, apple juice or milk. So make it without water. So they want to say the dough itself is a possible because not inside the filling inside. So the dough of the pizza is milk. A lot of pizzas don't make it that way. You go to the pizza up block of it, they make it that way. So now, this hot pizza touches your pan. Is it a klum of Issa Balua or Issa Machmas Asmoy? For example, let's say the pan on bottom is cold. If it's cold, according to Shach, it's zero. Nothing will come out. If it's Issa Balua, if it's Issa Machmas Asmoy, you just ask your pan on bottom. But it's a more case. What's a loch in that case? So there's a mavuch among the achoinim that apisvoy you say it's a blua. The bread is the ikur and the milk's inside. What is that? But it makes the bread. That's a baya. Is that a blua? It's inside or makes the guva dover? There's a mavuch among the achoinim. How do you look at it? Right. But that's over Yishmatirim. The question, can you really extend it from over there? Yishal chalakarbe. That's nichal get a mimbe minoi. That's not negate the guva dover.
How can you look at it another way? The milk makes it
bread. Yeah, but the flour, you're eating flour, you're not eating milk. It's a characteristic that makes what it is, but it's belay inside the flour.
Eating bread, not flour.
No. That's a blow. So the Maisa, again, among the Swam, the Beis Shlomo and the Hishim Moshe, they want it's a blow. And Mashiach said, what do you mean? It's a gula dova, that's it, make it. It's a mamish. So there's a big mavucha, and every read the truth is everyone discusses a pizza, a hot pizza, touches a kli. They all start off, what is the case? What's the kimto? How is it made, number one? Once you know it's made, it's a machmas atzmai, a massive nafkamina, especially if you go with the shach. Don't go with the shach. Everything's also a question, how much is also? But if you don't go, if you go with the shach, a massive nafkamina over here. What's going on? Is it going to ask the kli underneath it or not?
What do you say?
Machlokes.
Oh,
it's made with water? No, it's made with water, and then after the cheese came inside, that's Isabloa, that's for sure. That's clogged. Another case, that's the Chavish, when he discussed it, he has a case, let's say it's being balea, but not through heat. Let's say you have a bread that's being balea of milk when it's cold, flour being balea when it's cold, so it's not in spash b'shava. So maybe that's a guba dover itself. He wants spice to be machmed. But shukh on taina, the only time you make it's a blua is when it's get cooked together. When it's being belayed through the act of a cold process, it's not being soaked inside. It's not part and partial of the thing itself. It's just being soaked inside. And therefore, it's not spashed through the whole entire thing. It's not the guva dover. And there are two things here. He wants to ask her to say the getter of Issa Machmas Atzmai, not a getter of blua. When you have something cold, when it's being belayed, not through heat. You take bread, you soak it inside your milk. And it's absorbed inside, it doesn't make a difference. Without kvisha, it gets inside. Now, is that Issa blua? No, that's not blua, it's not belayed inside, it's being stuck around the thing itself. Another case they discuss, people go to Chavadas argue, let's say you have lach that's belayed inside of it, tam. What is that? Is that an Issa blua, Issa machmas atzmai? Making the place can want to say it's be'en. It's only belay inside. It's only a case of law. These are questions out there with the place team, none on the page discussing. Once we know the klum of Sif Hei Vav and Zayin, what are the kimtas of Sif Hei Vav and Zayin? Those are shallows out there to discuss. Hey, right, and that's good. So what is that? Is it Issa Atzmai, Issa Blur? So when you touch a little bit of liquid, right, we know the law has to be visual, has to be covered with water. Like sas maim or a little lachluchis, what is that? It's machmas as it's a blua. The mekilim say it's a blua. Have the club of blua. What is the club of blua? That's the zayin, and therefore it'll come out that if it touches a kli, if it won't come out, again go with the shach. The major nafkamina the mekilah barley porta. Top thing is hot. The bottom thing is cold. If it's a blua, won't ask the kli. The kli is motor. Now, Kamal Demo from Siv Zayin, which is much more, I think, negated practically, is negated to the sugya of Kelim, negated to the idea of Issa Blua. That means negated to Kelim, really have three options over here. You can have a case from Kli to Eichel, a case from Eichel to Kli, and a case from Kli to Kli. Meaning, you have a Kli over here that's Osir. Does it Osir the food? Kli is Osir, is Issa Blua inside. Does it Osir the food? How much does it Osir the food? It's the same case. You have a case of Kli Heter, then the food is Osir. Does the oichel ask the kli? And how much does it ask the kli? It's a blua in the oichel. A third case is clearly kli. You have a blia of inside the kli going to another kli. So basically, you have three different cases to get to kli. Kli the oichel, oichel the kli, and kli the kli. All three is really the amal and the shachel there. So first, take one case. The first case, the amal, when it brings down, you have a kli that's ulcer. You have a tray of kli in your house, whether you go to a hotel or these kalim over that are hot, the mamash, a tray over here, and it gets touched by heter. Your food touches it. What's the halacha in this case? Kochosh, shaman, what comes out over here? Samo bingzam from the Rashba. The halacha is over here that we will not be mechal between kochosh and shaman, even though by Istanbul again, what are we just saying, Siv Zayin? Siv Zayin said that kochosh won't come out. Kochosh lemaisa, it's mutter. It won't come out. We pass him like the Torah, like Rav Yishayim and Paiskim. So over here, you have a clear over here that has Issa kochosh inside. We'll ask the food. Kamal Amor says, it will come out. Kochosh will come out. Agamas Issa Blor will come out. Now, what's the reason behind it? So the way, the Rashba seems to say one word, but the way the Taz and Shach being down, since the Kli does not have a plita from itself, it comes out Mashabolo. Since the thing itself is not natural to have taste to it, to have time inside of it, then it comes out what's Balaya. So, that's it. Those are the words. Now, the question is, what do the words mean? It's very nice words. And the way how the Baal HaShulchan says, Tzarchim, what do the words mean? Chadush says, no real Havana. It was just like saying over words, so therefore what? Therefore what? It doesn't have its own plita by itself, therefore comes out what's Balaya. Therefore what? Why? Kochosh doesn't come out. Why? Why? Kochosh doesn't come out in the food, so why does it come out in the Kli?
The
whole thing. Why? Well, he doesn't explain. He said, this is the
Something has to come.
That's what it says. It says the Mitzvah says Kli don't have its own pleats, and therefore it left off the therefore tells you a fact, and therefore why? Where? What? What? Who? What? Where? So Chadish wants to say what they mean is, which Yesh Lodi wants to tell you what it means is, it's be'etzem is like an Issa be'en. Since it's not made to have it, and now they got mixed in them being part of it, there was like a category being Issa be'en. Issa be'en, kochosh
asus. Who said it?
Chazanish. Now, I say the Chor, that's what Taz and Shach mean. He himself says it's not that simple, that's what I mean. The Chor, that's what I mean. Because otherwise, they have no svar what they're saying. Avad, we believe what they're saying. What's the svar behind it? Avad, what's the svar behind it? No, Amun is we believe it.
But you
know
the svar is
for sure. No, we're saying a good svar now. The whole idea is it's not natural to bleed inside, to have time inside, therefore it doesn't ever mix inside. Therefore, it's in the kolomet, be'en. Be'en, we know Chazal say, it goes out, kachosh goes out. That's your side of here. Now, the ma'aseh, how much goes out? So, it really depends. There are two cases over there. The case where it's yovish legamri, where something's completely dry. So, in this case, kamon v'shach, the beginning of the dakimoshah, the loch is a case of klipo. We're completely dry, it comes out, even kachosh. A case of klipo, magabom is down this way. Then we just take one in practical case. Person has, let's say, a chulin pot on top of a blech. Regular pot. You want to warm up your challah for Shabbos morning. So you take your challah and put it on top. The challah might be dry, the top of your cover of your chulin pot might be dry over here. What is your challah? Your challah is fleshy or not? So the food went inside the lid. The lid is dry, touching your challah over here. So the maiso. It's even whether the bleeds inside the kochosh or shamin, or go out from a kli to an oichel to make the chalas fleishiks.
Chalas covered then,
we'll get to that. The ma'aseh comes out. The point can say, very simple, that your chalas are fleishiks. Now, therefore, the same thing on top of your crackpot. Let's say a lot of them are glass covers, but let's say it's metal. Even on the glass ones, a lot of times they have rubber from the handle. The rubber is one piece, and therefore, when you put the chalas on top of it, rubber is balaya. So, some people are machman glass. So, plastic won't make a difference. Either one. Plastic is balaya and rubber is balaya. And so it comes out that if you want some of machmar glass, even not being machmar, usually anyway, this plastic rubber there that's one piece, your chalas are touching it. What happens to your chalas? The loch is the chalas of myself, fleishiks. Your chalas are fleishiks. Therefore, no, so therefore, my shayu, okay, he took the chalas, most Shabbos, he put cheese on top of it, went to George Foreman. And then afterwards, he went to Rav. What to do with the George Foreman? Rav said, you got a big, massive issue here. Possible chalav mamish. You mavash possible chalav. It's the right to achieve for that, maybe.
No,
he cheese. He put cheese. No, again, he put cheese. Sandwich maker.
George Foreman's a grill.
Oh. Okay. No, the guy told me it's George Foreman's sandwich maker. Tell me. Let him tell me. So, no, again, so it went in the chalav. It has now this chalav's milchiks. It's fleishiks. Fleishik challah. He put cheese on top of it. And he took it and put it on a sandwich maker. So it says you have a massive issue.
Doesn't spread
the sandwich maker. Oh, so they get involved with making challah fleishiks in general. First of all, if you eat it by one suit, it's not a problem. Or if it has sim, it's not a problem. Or the other one, Tana, once it's made the challahs, my colleagues are placekim, my colleagues can say once it's made, there's no issue making your fleishiks. So put that to the side. The sugya tzadik zayin will learn to. So even not to finish a lot plus said to make inflation not a problem once it was made already. That seems to be more makubal. Come to
the lid is not touching the food.
You challenge you put on top, it touches it.
No, the lid is
That's Molly Zaya. That's Molly Zaya is pulled up. The whole pot. Yeah, 100%.
It makes a mamish.
Yeah, therefore, yes. Therefore, this. Oh, so come to the place, you can say, what to go do. This case brought down, if you want a Dear Days, bring down this case over here, or Chaya Levy, or Felder, and the Sefer, or Bait Pekashu, they all bring down a case, you challenge the top of your pan. What to go do? They say the challenge for his. Now, there are maybe another issue if your crack pot is not sealed well, then you have a bayam tzal sugiv zaya, and also make a very fly shiks, but tzal sugiv zaya. But if you have a maith lechoy chal fly shiks, so what to go do? So they say, very simple, the Ramah brings down, I'm sorry, the Shach brings down for Ramah, and Simtzak base, clearly clean, doesn't go. So therefore, put your still fall there on top of your cover, and then put your chal on top, clearly clean, then to your chal, the maith lechal, there's no problem over here. So we have a very simple etzel. We'll come up practicing this halacha. Your chal is fleishiks. I've heard numerous times people have used the chal in incorrect situations, and there have been massive issues. If I remember correctly, this sandwich maker also had to throw out.
Wow.
Except the Rav had what?
Every case of like the dairy equipment, those like cereals that have dini on it. So why didn't that make it like mamish?
That's a not by not the terror with Ihusa. Your equipment is not by not the terror. Why? It's not the same time. That means there are those who throw in Nachas Sugi over here. That why is in that case a not by not? So I'm just saying over here, so let's make it simple. The Pesachu brings down the Sugi of not by not. Okay. B'shas Bishul no had the not by not. Since all the same time, there's no such matter.
So make it so that the was
your case, you're asking, DE is a case of not by not. That's all the Mizogu. That's
like
more true.
Right.
If it wasn't
Mizogu,
yeah.
Yeah.
If the same time would be. Now, on this Chalas, so came along with Berkowitz, so he wants a tiny interesting insight over here. He wants a taino. The whole time to be machmir when it's yavish lipo is only when it has not very hard. But let's say it's mamish hard, like the crust of a challah. It's mamish hard. You want taino nichel get a kli b'kli.
Who said
Berkowitz? Wants a paskin. I heard him. I show you. They want a paskin. When it's the crust of the challah, it get a kli b'kli, and if it's mutter. So Rabbi Lerner, he told me that for years he argued with Berkowitz. What's he talking about? It says over here, it goes from Eichel to Kli, and if he went to Biashiv, and he is to Biashiv, and he went to Biashiv to agree with him. And Biashiv says, no, Berkowitz is right. Something is Yavish. So I went back to Berkowitz and told him, he's like, Rabbi Lerner never told me that part. That the Lamaish said that Biashiv agreed to him. Agreed to that. So
he said, any hard food should be mutter.
No, so he said, Berkowitz told me very clearly, not the crust of the bread, crust of the challah only. He said, it has to be really hard. Mamash Yavish. And it sounds like there is a cold boy that way, you know, because Pesach brought down by the way, he says it, tough than Aleph. Echlam Kenzain. You have to ask him. Lamaisa, that's still not Timus of Paiskin. That's still a Chiddush. Yeah, I know. But still, that's not the passion among the Paiskin. Close is not the passion.
Is it a race that there's some last book that's already gets a little soggy?
Yeah, so that's another issue that I have that the Chal, they tell me that the top of my glass thing should have no taste of flesh shakes. Maisa, if it sits there for a while, it's not much taste of the chulin taste. So either, so the bayah is, your crack pot is not supposed to have any holes to it. The whole point is a soft seal, and there's no zeh supposed to come out. So echlam, the certain crack pots are not working correctly, so the zeh is coming out, echlami, for sure. But if it's working correctly, there should be no zeh coming out, and somehow they still have a taste to it. So maybe it's coming through the rubber, the plastic, the handle. Otherwise, I'm not sure why it's coming out. I'm not sure what's going on over there.
Is a piece of tinfoil
considered a clay? Yes. Agam, the the Yashbo wants to tie it up, but yeah, because yes. For as my there is maybe a heter that in food, a oichel the kli, or kli to oichel really, that maybe it's sad to make one something that is yavish legami, very hard, but yeshlod and yeshlod, if that's true or not. The mice, that's the case when you have, when it's dry completely, with, let's say it's a little bit wet, Kamal Vashachan says, in this case, how much is an asa? It says, should asa in the tilo? Since another bikim, they're going to ask the shishim. So it comes along with this Ramah that says that the kli asks the food. We think it's also how much is the asr? It depends. Yovish legamri, it's klipo. If it's the case of Yavish Ktsas, then the loch is will be the Tila, and therefore by default, and it'll become a case of Shishim Ovir. Now that's a case going from Kli to the Eichel. What about the other way around? Or let's take it first beforehand. Not before we get the other way around. First, in this Akimto, we're saying when it's a little bit wet over here, we're saying the loch is the Tila. The here we're discussing with the Issa's Kachosh inside. What happened in the case of Issa's Shamans inside? Do we say very simple Kabachomer? Madach by an Eichel, then Issa blew inside and Siv Zayin. Kachosh won't come out. But Shaman comes out, we say this Lugil Shishim. By Kli, when the Issa Kachosh inside, it does come out. Allah is Kamel Vakamo. By Kli, there's a Bli of Shaman, of course it comes out of the case of Shishim. Well, you don't say that. Yishchal, Kli works different ways. Says the Shach, he discussed it, and the Tzarchian. He's not sure you say this Kal Lechomer. Come on, the Pesach Tshuva. And the brings down the Noid of Behuda. Says the Mogar Ram in the Hilchos Pesach, Simon Tovton Aleph, is very clear, Lekulo. The Loch over here, by even my case of Shaman, will only come out a case of a Klipo, and not more than that. Case of Klipo, and not more than that. Therefore, it says the Noid of Behuda, don't leave the Vadai. The Tilo will be Shishim, yeah, but I'm thinking case of Yavish. Yavish Lagamri. Says, don't leave the case of the Safik, don't leave the Vadin the Magaram for the Safik of the Shach. And therefore, you end up saying a person can be Makel and see the case of Klippa once Yavish Lagamri. That's how Be'ik the person seemed to go this way. This is how the Meister, the fact they bring down this Magaram over here, and say the Magaram disagrees with the Shach's Safik, so the Vadi can be Makel, not that simple. Mishmur, when he brings it down, Sim Tov and Aleph in the Shayat Tzion, he points out that there's a Mekor Chaim and the Narashol, Mechok Mazod, Mo'atayna. Over there, it's a separate halacha. Why is it separate? It's discussing Pesach. Pesach, the Chometz itself is Kachosh. It's just what it gets below inside the Shamin. The Chometz itself, the Mo'atayna is Kachosh, has a clump of Kachosh, and Yesh L'chalak, why that case is different.
What does that mean?
A Kulin.
What?
The Isser, the where it sounds like Ein Shom, but it sounds like they have a piece over here that was Osir, that's Chometz inside. The piece might be Shomim, but the Isser Chometz Be'etzim is Kachosh. And then went out inside the Kli.
Isser was Isser Baguash.
I'm not sure, or maybe it's even the Guba Dover. But and then it went inside the Kli, so since the whole source of Chomish is only Kachosh, those words are the Shayat Tzion. They want to say no right from the Magar Avram. So is a Mavuch among the Achronim, and the Shayat Tzion being done two sides over here, is there a right from the Magar Avram or not, no right from the Magar Avram? It could be the same halach, it can be nothing. Kachosh is Klipo, it's only Shammah is Klipo. So it comes out that according to this Magar Avram and the Pesach Tshuva, the idea of a Kli will have a Kula and a Chumra. When it's Kli, when it's Kachosh, when it's Balei inside Kachosh, what's Halacha? It'll be more Machmer and say Klipo. With Balei Shom, it'll be more Makel and say Balei Kli, and it can only give out Klipo. As a Kula and a Chum over here. But that's again when the Kli going to Eichel. What about the other way around? When you have a Kli Heter, it tells you something that's in Issa over here. What's Halacha in that case? Then we have a Maestat Tazi, speaks out very simple. It really depends over here if it's a Kachosh or Issa Shomin. If it's an Issa Kachosh, he says the Maestat not going to be Mefafeo. Mashenkin, in the case of Issa Shomin, making the Pesach go Nal Chavetas, like the Taz says, there will be a case of Mefafeo. They will come out, when it goes from a case from the Eichel to the Kli, has the same exact halacha as the case of a Eichel to Eichel. That means, what Eichel to Eichel, what's halacha? Kachosh won't go out, Shem won't go out. The same thing when it goes from the Eichel to the Kli, by Kachosh it won't come out, by Shem it will come out. The third case over here is from Kli to Kli. That's what the Shach brings down for Amor. Now, there's a big tumult on how to apply this halacha in Siman Tzadik Beis Amor. The klal is we paskin in kli, that in kli oyster kli bliyotiv. One kli cannot aser kli. Now, the chadchila can go do that. That's a shell among the achorinu and Moshe Zia. Others say no. But the ma'isa, one, there's a klal, a very important klal. No, one kli, a flesh kapat touches your milking kapat, hot side by side, boiling, one has mamish meat inside, other one has mamish milk inside, touching it. Mutter, Shalom Al Yisrael, no problem. Clearly, no problem. Does not go out b'diavad. L'chadchila, that's a whole other story. You should go do that. A vada should not cook side by side. That's the wrong thing. That's clear. Everyone agrees to that. Why might splat one to another?
But
so that case, yes.
Why?
Because Moshe says only to be machmer when there's two foods next to each other. It's splat. According to Moshe, there's no problem with clearly l'chadchila when there's the case of your silver foil. You want to go to the Badashulchan, he'll be Machmer, but in this case, I've had to anyway. What?
Yeah, the Chomer.
No, but we don't. And therefore, what? No, it's a hetter. It's hetter. Power anyway. No, it's a hetter anyway. No, no. Now, to be clear over here, the pot touching the pot has to mean that there's no liquid at all, no liquid in it, or there's a little bit of moisture there. Also, as again, no liquid. If there's a drop of liquid there, then we clearly would have transferred. Not again. Now, I was thinking, big mavuchah simitami beis. This is a big machlokes among the poskim. Chavdas wants to be mekel. Yad Yehuda says we machmor. And the Baal Shulchan says we have to machmor. And the New Mitzrayim do it. Says circle zor harbe clearly clean with a little bit of right wool transfer.
Where's the right to?
No, to the glass, to your silver foil, there's no liquid at all.
No, that's the silver foil. How did the glass become awesome?
No, the glass becomes a mole Hosea, the whole thing's full of touches. Yeah, that's about to ask it.
And even though it's coming from, we're saying it's coming from Isser Shaman.
No, so it won't make a difference. The Shach says Shaman and Kachach are the same thing. But that's from Kli to Eichel. Here we're switching, going from Kli to Kli.
It's going from Eichel to Kli.
Fine, that's Guva Dover. That's not even blue. We're discussing here three cases of Issa Balua. Clearly, clearly, blue. Oichle, clearly, blue. And clearly, oichle, the blue. The case of shulam pot is not blue. It's a good bat over.
The liquid has to be mounted to the point of connection, or
the shayla is even when the liquid inside. No. So if it's at the point of connection, there is liquid there. Then there's a big mavucha. Do we say the head to clearly, clearly, not?
And well, if there's liquid on the side of the pot.
No shaykhus. So again, just it comes out, the gate to the Ramos case, the case of clearly, clearly, it's very similar. When's the oichle, or the case of istablua, the three cases over here. There's a case of oichel to oichel. Oichel to oichel was kochesh will not come out when shaman will come out. When's the case from oichel going to a kli, again by istablua, we had the same klolim, by kochesh will come out, by shaman won't come out. Masha'enkin was going from case of kli to oichel, a kamel akul enochomo. Once kochesh will come out, except only come out, the getter of klipa. And when shaman also come out, but only kula, or come out only in case of a klipa over here. Fine, Be'ez Hashem, not tomorrow, Sunday will be the chabur on kulia, sivches over here. Kulia means the kidney, with a membrane around it, which used to be very negeh. Because the question is a plastic bag have a getter of a membrane? That's the most true in the getter to, you used to have liver inside the chicken, that was not kashed yet, and people, for some odd reason, did not know the lochas, and they would cook it with a chicken. So the question was, the plastic bag over here is. Then afterwards, doing the sugya of malicha. Be clear, the ma'is malicha, there are three sugyas. There's malicha over here. There's malicha in Siman Tzadik Aleph by Basim Cholov. And then there's Siman Tzadik Tes, Ayin Aleph, Ayin Beis, Ayin Gimel, Ayin Vav, Ayin Zayin, Ayin Ches. There are basically another nine simanim. We're not learning them all now. It might look very overwhelming right now, and you might not understand everything right now, but we're trying to focus when it says by malicha on the page. Agam, of course, is intertwined. We'll try to stick to the page. But there's a lot out there. Don't get overwhelmed. There'll be other times you can't get overwhelmed. Not right now. That's lachem.